You understand.
Yeah, okay, so this is Good Clean Talks. Sorry, I had to start this.
Okay, no, I usually it's sorry, we have to stop this.
Yeah.
Millennium. I like hearing.
Mega. Well, we were, oh yeah, you guys want to get your mic set up, probably. Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh my god, sounds. Okay. Yeah, so we're talking about death and shit. I don't know.
This is very dark.
Oh, shit, stage fright. What were we talking about?
We were talking about sinister, dark death, rotting in your own corpse and being alive and awake for the whole thing.
Yeah, like what if you
I mean, not alive, but conscious of your fuckdom.
Yeah, you're conscious of your body rotting away slowly after your death. Welcome to Good Clean Talks. We are good, we are clean. The subject matter is totally not dark.
Or viscous.
I don't even know what episode number this is. I stopped counting like 5 ago.
It's a number.
Yeah.
Episode 6.
Yay.
We are way past 6.
Oh, cool. We made it to 6.
Oh my god.
I thought we had less than that.
No, this is 6. This is 6.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
All right. We're podcast number 6. I already have one labeled that, but this is going to be like podcast number 20 something. And then the title is just going to be podcast number 6.
Deal
it's not,
with it.
It's not the number, it's the name. It's something different, I promise.
But it's mainly about podcast number 6.
But it's not number
I don't
9.
Even know what was on podcast number 6. What was
this,
that?
This is podcast 6.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like 20 something.
Okay.
But it's 6.
At this point, I'm fucking myself. I don't.
I think this is the 6th one that I've been in, for sure.
I've been in all of them.
Not letting it go.
Man, the next. Whenever I get the other podcast set up in my house and shit, I want my friends to do a podcast without me, just so I'm not on every single podcast.
This is Dolan's secret podcast that he doesn't know about. Come on in here, guys.
I'll show somebody how to use the recording equipment and just like set up somebody's mic is way too loud. I don't know. I think that's
is
you.
It,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it
yeah.
mine?
That's you, Matt.
See,
heavy breather.
You just like push it away from your face or some shit. Bear with the noise. Don't mind it.
Oh, wasn't that bad?
Yeah, so it's raining outside, as you listeners can probably hear.
Why would that matter to us? And here in the studio.
It kind of matters to us, but not to anybody
else. Well, we're outside here, so this is the studio. It's equipped with natural
Colombians.
Coming to you from the Florida swamp. It's all computer animated. We added this afterwards. It's not real at all.
It's nice acoustics
anime.
In here.
Right? Yeah. You can barely even hear the computer humming. Yeah,
there they go.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. I had to say something.
I guess I'm the sound guy now. That's
Oh, man.
Just start blaming different sounds on things.
God damn it, Haley. Your stomach, oh my god, eat something. Fucking shit. Jesus.
Stuff.
Thanks.
So how's that baby coming?
She's kind of...
You're not talking to the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Straight growing.
Shut up. Yeah, no, she's getting fucking huge, dude. It's unreal. This experience is like...
It's also like creating a life.
It's like that.
Almost.
It's like that.
Almost, but not quite.
Almost.
So the baby shower is tomorrow, and Matt over here is roasting a pig.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What did you guys... Did you guys manage to find something to store it in? Like the
bathtub.
Bathtub with a bunch of ice?
Yeah. We were going to put it in a cooler, but we didn't think it was big enough, and so I was stressing about it, and we just threw it in the... bathtub until Tyler got there, and then once Tyler got there with the cooler, then we were just like, oh, okay.
You just left it in the bathtub, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You get careful that the ice is going to melt, because the ice in the keg melted in, like, 4 hours.
And well, that's I have the, about yeah. 4 hours, so I have to, you
it
know.
It is, like, 78 degrees in my fucking house.
Yeah. I didn't break any of the ice bar. I should have just salted that shit.
Season. The temperature would have dropped at the same rate.
Keep cold and season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll check it when we get back, and then, I mean, I'm going to be fucking around with it after about 5 o'clock, so...
You're going to fuck around with a pig?
Fuck around with it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do, like, the full-blown, like...
It's only split in half, though.
They can do like the full blown like cram the apple in its mouth and everything. Like,
can I bring the
actually
apple?
Learn you're yeah, supposed actually, to. Have apples. I learned it's not just like a cosmetic thing when you do that. It makes it so the head takes 12 hours to cook when the rest of the body takes 8 unless you put something in its mouth to keep its jaw open because right. then heat like it's I didn't know that. Until I looked it up. Hello. Yeah.
Is the apple edible after?
I mean, I'm sure oh, yeah. it's probably just like really mushy
it's
and
like a cooked like a.
Yeah, a bunch of pork fat in it and shit. I mean, probably be really
pork
weird.
Pork fat apple.
It's not yeah. good, what?
So on that note, we'll be right back with a word from our sponsor, i.e. me. Good Clean Goods. Get your soap, your handmade natural soap. It's some good shit. It'll clean your skin. It'll keep the bacteria that's good for you on you and the bacteria that's bad for you off you. You've got eczema. It's some fucking good shit. It's got natural essential oils, sodium hydroxide, which is surprisingly good for your skin when you mix it with oils. That's what makes soap. If you use dial, it has that in it as well. It's good shit. It's awesome. That's my advertisement. Yeah. GoodCleanGoods.com. Check it out. And we're back. And we're back minus two. Matt and Haley had to disperse, go other places, and do other things.
Aliens.
But J-Osh and I are still here. You want to pull your mic a little... Yeah. Did you say aliens?
I did say aliens.
Oh, man. Aliens. Don't get me started on some aliens. I've had an entire podcast dedicated just all to aliens. Well, the entire podcast.
Was that podcast 6?
This is podcast 6.
Still?
I mean, we could change the number, but it wouldn't make very much sense because it's the same podcast. But,
yeah. I just feel so different now after the break.
Well, it could be 6 and 7.
6.5.
Okay.
Fair enough.
6.0. 5.
Okay.
6.05. Yeah. it'll distinguish the whole podcast 6 from podcast...
The pre- and post-break numbers. Paradigm shift.
Yeah,
of,
yeah. That was a total shift. I had to do the advertising, man. I gotta sell my soap. I gotta make a living somehow. Also, I'm not going to break for this advertisement, but go to goodcleantalks.com. There's a couple ads up. One's for Onnit. Check them out. Fucking great supplements. Awesome shit. There's some other random ass ads up there. Just click on them. And buy all the shit that it advertises. I don't know. Or don't. Whatever.
So Mercury retrograde.
Oh, Mercury retrograde, man.
I feels it.
You know, I looked it up and it's like Saturn retrograde.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
It's not... No, like I don't know what it is. No. I know that what she was talking about that with not wanting to make big decisions okay. during that.
Right. So what's going on?
I don't know.
It hasn't started yet.
What has it?
The record.
I know.
It's
but
coming.
I look down the road and I see everybody that I know and all these things that everybody's got going on. It's like I feel like everybody just needs to take a minute to make sure that what you're doing, what are you about to do? What are you doing?
I don't know. It's not that I don't buy it. It's just I feel like if I tell myself that everything is about to get really fucking chaotic and crazy, then yes. it's going to.
Right.
So I'm just not. Oh, I don't care, man. Things right. are always chaotic and crazy.
They
if
are.
You haven't noticed, we live on this place called Earth
yep.
with these beings called humans. So
wild, borderline feral, unpredictable globs of carbon-based sentient life.
Those fucking flesh bags are insane,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus, what are we doing?
You know, I don't know. I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is that you fucking love life.
Yes.
That's cool. I can see. I can hear. I can smell things. I can taste things.
Physically manipulate your environment.
I can fucking touch things and manipulate shit.
Yes.
And I could broadcast throughout fucking the wavelengths and inner webbings that we've
waves.
Created and you know. You know, fucking, you hear the stories back in the day, like, people in college had, like, pirate radio stations broadcasted
right,
just
like,
through the college. This is my pirate radio station. I'm like, fucking, did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
You know, I did a couple weeks ago, and it was, like, one episode, and about halfway through, it clicked that that's what I was watching somehow. I forget. But it seemed like a pretty funny show.
It is. But Ted had this thing when he was in college that he called himself like fucking Mr. X or something like that. Like nobody knows who Mr. X was, but he had some great ideas.
That's vague and mysterious.
Yeah. And everybody was just like, Ted, you were Mr. X. Everybody knows that. He's like, nobody knows who Mr. X was. Well, I'm Mr. X. That's me. That's me.
He's Mr. X. Is basically the point we're driving home here.
Or am I Mr. Y?
I'm
Mr. X Y. So we're all Mr.'s.
I feel that
pretty much all males are like X Y. I think that's males. We have X and Y.
You know, the
science.
The Miss and Mrs. You know. What is Mr. and what's the other? Where's
Mr. Mrs.
You know, the way they say it, like it would be like Miss or Mrs.
Yeah.
Well, then you have Mr.
Oh, because we're just
dudes. Is there another?
But that stems from the whole, like, polygamy having been a thing throughout majority of history, and then all of a sudden we're stuck in this whole monogamy thing. I'm not even probing. No, it's not even,
no. No, that's not what I said. No. All I'm saying is that, yeah, I just now noticed that. I can't believe that it took me this long to even notice or even. I probably noticed it before, but never really dwelled on it. That I just now.
It's like,
I mean, God forbid we bring up any kind of gender equality topic or anything like that. But yeah, just now there is no other form of Mister then, is there? It's just Mister.
Mister, sir, professor, yeah, well, yeah, doctor.
Right. But,
It's status.
But that's that's
male are documented by their status. Women, their status nowadays, they can be women doctors.
It was whether they were married or not.
Right.
You got a man, which is basically the big question that women have to deal with all throughout the day every day.
Yeah, but I mean that's still kind of
a thing.
Yeah. As much of a fucking like self-proclaimed mild feminist that I am, I don't disagree with it. It's kind of like that's still a question that we all. Men want to know, like, so you a miss or you misses?
What's the dealio?
Although that's becoming outdated because marriage in today's society is becoming obsolete. You know, because it's what tax reasons. Fucking being being able to inherit the person's possessions or seeing them like on their deathbed or whatever.
Yeah, power of attorney, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, but that's it. Just legal reasons. There's no longer any.
I think that's on a person to person basis too. Yeah, though. There's people that definitely get married because for religious reasons, or for maybe their parents arranged it when they were young, or. I think definitely it's all in how it's.
But I wish
perceived.
Wish I had an arranged marriage. Like,
yeah,
let's not doing all this fucking weird like dating stuff. Because what is a date, man?
Good
like,
think God, about it, let like, me just see
like,
if
really
I want to
think about like what yeah. the fuck is a date? Like you're going, you're awkwardly hanging out with this person for like 2 hours.
I feel like dates should just happen. Yeah, you just be like just, all of a sudden like, oh crap, dude, this is a date.
You. Yeah, like well,
whoa, we're. I mean, I get that we're like 3 weeks into this, but
oh shit!
And but then that's where what are we doing question comes in.
Oh god!
Yeah, oh god! Yeah, what are we doing?
I mean, people just kind of do that. But if you stop and think about it, like what the fuck?
Right.
Like what the fuck what are the we fuck doing are we as people?
Trying
you know?
To procreate.
Of course, what the fuck are we doing, like, keep getting in cars and going to fucking this thing called work in order to pay for our cars to go to work? Like, what are we doing? What are we...
What we're raised to.
Oh, God. Man, sociology is such an interesting subject. I'm changing my major to sociology, by the way. That's my new...
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Not that I want to do anything with it.
Right. Yeah, let's study that.
Yeah, right? My next step's anthropology. And, well, my... Because everybody that studies sociology has their specific interests, like some of them it's feminism, some of them it's like criminal sociology and stuff. Mine is going to be like psychedelic studies.
Hey,
because we don't.
That's
fun. Yeah, we don't have enough of that. Like there's scientists that study the therapeutic values of psychedelics, but not a lot of scientists that study how psychedelics have shaped us as humans since our inception, pretty much. Like. Tribal societies, like even the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, is potentially emanated from Muscaria mushroom, and the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil is a metaphor for eating this fruit that gives you knowledge, like, and the word translates to red. If you break it down far enough, like back to the original language the Bible was written on, it's not fruit. It's red.
Right.
And it's like interpreted as fruit or apple, but no, it's red. The Amanita muscaria is a red mushroom with white dots. Like that's
right, yeah.
That's the
fruit. Like it's the one they base the little
right. And Moses talked
make
to
a bigger mushroom.
Moses talked to a burning bush in an area that just so happens to be pretty much overrun by the acacia plant. which is rich in dimethyltryptamine. Oh, so he was fucking tripping on DMT. Yeah. That's the shit that I want to study, and not just study it, but like
right.
spread that knowledge, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe in a sense, you know, that when you put yourself outside of your headspace like that, man, or take off some of the preconceived stuff that's been like slammed into your head, when you once you get stuff in your head that's so like trained. What is this, what is going on,
we're like dogs, we jump for treats,
we do
fucking think for ourselves, man. Oh god, it's so like
it's upsetting.
Yeah,
and even when you know that, you still find yourself not doing it sometimes. God, like you still get up and but you're gonna get up and like, go to work tomorrow, like, aren't you know what I mean, like
this guy in his suit's gonna give me a treat.
Paychecks are fun.
Oh man, fucking humans. They're such strange creatures, man. And I feel like I walk around every day and I look at people and I interact with people and I do stuff and I'm like, this is crazy. This is fucking insane. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Whatever. But I'm capable. But I am like I think to myself enough to know that this is fucking insane. And I interact with these people that just don't know any, like, they're so one-sided, you know? They're still looking through that pane of stained glass. They've never shattered it. They've never looked beyond, around, or through, or even realized the light that's coming through it. It's just that they're coming from this one-sided perception. Like, this is normal, right? I mean, I think this is normal. Do you know what normal is? I'm going to try to be this, because I think this is what normal is, you know? I'm just gonna do this, you know. If I act this way, are people going to accept me? You know, I don't. You know.
Well, nobody wants to make a scene or have like, you know, everybody wants to get stared at for doing something that everybody thinks is cool, but nobody wants to get stared at for doing something that nobody else is doing necessarily, unless it starts to become cool, and then it's like, look at me.
It's like an isolation thing because humans are social creatures, and if something isn't quote unquote socially acceptable, then it becomes stigmatized and people just want to stay away from it. But it's so fucking insane that some things get stigmatized that shouldn't be, like psychedelics, you know. I mean, I'm not saying everybody should go out and trip, but I'm just saying
there's definitely some people that probably should not.
Some people should stick to their one-sided fucking, you know. And some people get it right the first time, some people are one-sided but they got it right.
They
got some shit going.
Well, that worked out for you.
Yeah. Like the fucking like rich fuck that's like look at fucking Donald Trump. I guarantee you he's never done psychedelics, but he's one successful motherfucker. He knows what's going on, you know. I'm not advocating him for president, but he is
gonna reel that right the fuck back in.
I mean, I admire the dude on a business point of view.
Right.
Like, he is one smart fucker. Like, and he's probably, from what we've seen from the debates, he's really one-sided.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got it right, at least in his life, so, and he doesn't question himself, he's just like, all right, what's the story, what's going on, give me the facts, all right, let's go. You know. And it's, I hate talking positive things about Donald Trump, though.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm like, I don't know, like, just
selling out.
Yeah, just, I feel disgusted with myself, but at the same time, you know, not everything is one-sided. You got to look at the other sides of things. Like his intelligence. He's a really smart dude, but not presidential material.
Yeah, it's not necessary. Just because somebody's, you know, I'm running the whole country just because they're smart. There's a lot of smart people out there who do really dumb shit.
Yeah. I think, was it Socrates or Aristotle, one of them. I'm pretty sure it was Socrates. That said that the leaders of a society should be philosophers. Like, not scientists, not lawyers, not farmers, but philosophers. Because they're leading a society, you know, they're dictating what should and should not be the rules, you know, the right and wrong way to live, and what should be punished and what shouldn't be, you know. And today, we have lawyers and businessmen, no philosophers. That's why I liked Ben Carson when he started running, because he seemed more like a philosopher than anything. But right. Yeah, he kind of proved to be a dumbass.
I all I know is that I just don't even want to deal with any of the. It's I feel like I just next and yeah. Like bring in the next like round up of candidates.
Yeah, if you think about it, how much power does the president really
probably
have?
Probably not a lot, though, at all, really. Like,
that's why I'm trying not to stress over anything too much, because, like, so what if...
He probably can't even sneak off to fucking rub one out in the middle of the afternoon, you know what I mean? Like, dude, how, you know...
They had this reporter follow Obama around for a day. Obama, like, let him follow him around, right. Just to see the full, like, one full 24-hour period of the life of a president, right?
Right.
And, like, during the afternoon, he had, like, 10 minutes of downtime. And he sneaked up to, like, the top floor of the White House, opened a fucking window. He's the only person in this room, him and this reporter, and he lit up a cigarette. And he's like, "Don't tell Michelle. She would kill me if she knew I did this every day.
Outstanding.
This is my one moment right here, and I'm just going to choose to kill myself a little bit."
Right.
It's got to be a stressful job, so yeah. You know, don't blame him for smoking.
Yeah, I mean, and then Clinton, I mean, the scrutiny level is just, I mean, look at Clinton, man, over all that over a blowjob.
You're one of the most powerful people in the world, like...
Yeah, you should be able to hook that right. up, like, yeah. Come on.
But, like, where's, like, the, you know, how are you going to respect a person if they're not, you know, taking advantage of something like that? Plus, look at Hillary, I mean, come on.
Whew, do I have to?
You might have to.
Oh, God, no. Sweet shit.
Oh, man. I'm going to go back and listen to these, like, 10 years later, like, wow, this is what we thought of politics then? Like,
right.
Wow, look how things have changed, you know? Shit. What is this, 2016 now? And it's in April 23rd, 2016. Just throwing that out there for, like, the archive.
Timestamp.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so I don't know what was up with Haley and Matt. They had to go. They had to go run off. That was with the hiatus earlier.
The fire had been left unattended, I believe.
I had to pause it and then do the good clean goods thing. But they Haley's mom called and apparently they left a fire going over there, which is, you know, that's a normal thing. Like not normal, but I mean, like. He had to, pretty much. He's got to leave the fire going all night for this pig to be roasted in the morning. Because it's got to be going, it's got to be coals and smoldering shit. So I don't... Oh, man, what are they going to fucking stay up all night and watch the goddamn shit as it burns? And plus, it's raining. It is raining.
Well, it should be covered, though, the fire. I mean...
And it's raining harder. I had to say something.
Yeah, just did. Yeah. Thanks.
Manifested that's, that shit.
All right. See, look, we're not lying about the rain, people. It's...
Stolen the rain god.
It's picking up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to wrap this podcast up or not, but I'm definitely going to pause it until the rain subsides.
Pause for the rain.
I guess we'll be right back with a word from the sponsor, and then we'll continue again.
With the moisture.
With the podcast.
Good clean goods. Natural soap. Buy that shit. Dog. How's that, man? Terrible, right?
That's great. And we're back. All right, so this podcast, podcast number six, as we have labeled it.
Podcast six.
Even though this is like the 20-something, I don't know, like 25
or six. It's the sixth. None of us know what you're talking about. It's the sixth.
Podcast six. It's an inside thing. Somehow. I don't even know, honestly. I'm just going with it. It's podcast six.
Welcome to Podcast 6.
It's the weirdest fucking podcast ever, because we started out with some people. Some people left. Some people continued.
I ate them.
And then some people came back. And so it started out with Haley, Matt, Jayosh, and me. And then it's just me and Jayosh. And then now
Kiki and Shorty are here.
Right.
And I'm always going to be here, Dolan.
You're like the official, unofficial co-host.
I'm never going to go anywhere.
You're just kind of like here always.
I'm always here with you.
So it's not just me that gets stuck places, right? Do people?
Oh, hey, it's raining again.
So, I just want to have a purpose and a place to have purpose at. I need reason.
Jesus fuck.
Keep going, I'm digging it.
God fucking help me. Please.
Shorty apparently has a really miserable life.
It's not miserable. There's no problem. And that's
the problem.
The problem.
So, Good Clean Talks coming straight at you from the Florida swamp. Complete with rain, frogs, Shorty. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I'm welcome.
Yes. You are as well.
Am I?
Well, you're sitting here, aren't you?
Yeah, right? You're here. I mean,
you got wine.
What more do you want? Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
I want to sip this wine.
That's cool. You see, I wasn't even going to bother pausing for that burst of rain, because I knew, like, this is Florida. Wherever you're listening to this from.
Yeah, it's going to be gone in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Regardless. And it'll come back in another 10. It's fine.
I feel like most of my listeners are going to come from Brazil.
I want to chain smoke more cigarettes.
Brazil.
I fucking
excuse my
them.
Drunken slurring of words. It's not that I don't know the name of your country. It's just I'm drunk.
The R is silent.
Welcome to America.
I swear to God, like, this podcast, it is 25 minutes in, and I started this off, like, sober.
And now I'm wasted.
We've paused this podcast so many times. Or not even, we've paused it, like, twice, but so much time has elapsed that I've just had a lapse in sobriety.
Fuck it.
Right?
Chain-smoking cigarettes is the new cool thing to do.
I like podcasts like this because it keeps it interesting, but I am not going to list the people.
I can't breathe anymore.
I think we already did.
There's not enough space on the whole, like,
You just did list them.
Of the podcast. No, but I mean, like, when I post it on the timeline, I put the names of the people that are involved. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to do that. The only thing I'm just going to say is, like,
Podcast 6, yo.
I do, like, 0, 2, and I don't even know what number of podcast this is.
6.
Officially. But it's the name of the podcast. This podcast 6.
Okay.
0.05. Yeah.
What is that?
The beautiful thing about, like, starting a podcast and continuing it with different people is that,
it's not boring.
But it's that, like, we were talking about stuff, and then these new people come, and, like, we're talking about the same shit, and they don't even know what we're talking about. So they're, like, listeners, but they didn't even listen. It's great. Well, you're just involved. It's fucking awesome. It's
right,
wonderful.
Right, right.
We were talking about pigs earlier. We were talking about roasting pigs, putting them over fire. We were talking about, like, were we talking about killing people on the podcast, or was that... I don't even know.
Why?
Murder.
Something about Columbine came up.
Oh, that was the
The ambiance.
The Colombians.
What is that?
The Colombians.
It could be like a Colombian ambiance or like a Columbine ambiance.
Oh,
know,
okay, okay, heard. I like the versatility.
Yeah.
The Colombians of the rain, which, by the way, isn't real. It's digitally added after the fact. It's just this cool effect that I learned how to do. I can make it rain.
Can you make it rain?
Do you hear that? Do you not hear that right now?
I can't make it rain, but I can make it hail.
I don't even...
I'm...
Hail.
I'm throwing quarters.
I have nothing to add to this.
Pennies.
I can make it hail like Hitler, yo. No disrespect to Jews. Jewish...
My best friend is a Jew.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I say. Yes. So all of you skins...
Stop it.
Give me more head. Motherfucker. A-E-I-O-U.
Good clean talks.
And sometimes.
Clean talks.
Oh, so you're inviting
good,
me to
clean
a clean
fucking
talk.
Talks.
You're the... I'm the wrong person.
I've taken
okay,
off
we'll
all
try.
My head adornments.
Okay.
Oh, you have hair.
I have taken off all of my head adornments.
Oh my god, Josh, how long have you had hair?
All of them are gone now. They are all off.
All of them...
There's nothing
and then comes the rain.
You're not talking into the microphone.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Hey, we'll be right back with a word from our us again in a second. Guess he's back. Back again.
Ken is back.
Tell some men.
Rub my back. Rub my back. Rub my back. Rub my back.
You know, I'm not picking up any audio here.
At all?
Test.
Hey!
Must be the money!
Yeah. No, it is. It's just, it's not fucking... Alright, we'll be back again in a second.
It's crazy.
Okay, alright.
Actually, it hadn't been that much.
So, like, I don't know. I don't understand this whole audio program. I mean, I've only done 20-something podcasts. I understand it to an extent, but, you know, fucking whatever. All right, Shorty.
I need therapy.
There you go.
Counseling. I need to talk about stuff.
Talk about it here.
Talk about it. Let's go.
What's going on? What's your problem, Shorts? What's up?
Well, man.
Does it start with a girl?
It does start with a girl.
It's weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a problem, right? Well,
so what's up with this girl? What's going on?
I don't even know anymore, man.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, from the very beginning. It's a long story.
No, don't get into all of it. No. You gotta short term it.
All right. So
you gotta make it a short story.
It's a short story.
It's a short story.
Oh.
Anyway,
it's really not. It's really long and drawn out and complicated.
Don't do that. But do a short story.
I'll try and shorthand it.
Summarize it.
Shorthand it. Ladies and gentlemen, the too short.
He does that. All right. So, like, I like this girl, which doesn't happen. Which it does happen, but
Shorty,
I won't.
It happens
an awful lot.
I won't.
Shorty, really stop. Tap on your microphone. Man, I don't fucking get this.
It's because he keeps, every time he talks, he's like,
fucking hate this shit, and I just want to cry.
All right, talk like that.
Okay, Dolan, you're my guy.
No, don't talk like that, but talk the way you are into the microphone and tell your story.
Yeah, tell your story, but be that close.
All right, so.
No.
All right, yeah. So I don't really want to tell a story, but, you know, I guess okay. So I fucked up, I became attracted to a girl who's got some problems.
But don't
life.
I have problems.
Okay.
I have problems.
I was going with that.
She has problems. People have problems. So I don't
life.
I don't judge. I'm not judging her problems.
I know what the issue is.
What's that? We're alive.
There you go.
That's the issue.
When I spilt the... I'll equalize it later so it comes out sounding normal. But when I spilt the wine on my laptop earlier when we were paused, that happened. Yeah, sorry. I think I might have, like, flailed my arms and, like, freaked out a little bit. And I
you hit the button, didn't you?
I flipped the dial on the... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't fucking, like, I could hear it in the headphones, but I'm not seeing it on the computer. I'm like, what's going on here?
Right.
Okay, so.
Too short?
We're back. And I tourniquet silence later, so I have no idea, like, what gets cut out and what doesn't.
Okay, well, start over.
Alright, so I fucked up, and I liked a girl who's got some problems. And I think that I can believe her through these problems. I don't really feel like she's lying to me. But she keeps doing things that I don't like. And I think it's all part of, like, a learning curve that she's gonna have to go through. And, like, I'm believing her. You know? So it's, like, really hard to do because I noticed that she goes through this with this guy that she dated for 9 years. And he really fucked her up, like every guy did to her. Like, really fucked her up really bad. But this guy in particular, she has a real problem with. So... Like, I don't know. This morning, she was talking to me, like, hey, you know, I wanted to ask you out this morning, but I froze up. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't want you to do that, and, you know, unless you know, that's what you really want to do, you know. And she was like, okay, well, I'm actually going to wait. I'm actually going to, you know... Give me till tonight to figure it out. So, like, I went and hung out with my friend Wolf. And we went to Cheers.
I thought Wolf was in jail.
You went to Cheers?
I went to Cheers, not on 434, the Cheers, and another one somewhere else.
Okay,
near,
and
near
what?
1792. Anyway, we sung karaoke. It was fun. It was cool. But I was like, I told this girl that I was going to be at her house in like an hour, so I'm leaving. You know, bye. So I left, and like, I called her, and she didn't answer me.
Yeah, I know the feeling, too short.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Well.
When you were supposed to show up at my house.
Well, I was in the middle of dealing with something, and
okay, well, regardless.
I didn't know you were showing up, and like, you know, fuck, man. My Dude. Stuff, too. You put yourself in a position just like she puts herself right. in
Whatever.
A position.
All right, so you brought it Go up. On. You got to explain this situation now. Yeah. You can't just tail into something
Well, wait for... No.
Go
anyway,
on.
Anyway. So, like, I went to go, like... see this girl because I told her that was, you know, we were supposed to hang out tonight, but you know, I look back at the text and she said, you know, give me till tonight to figure it out. So she started ignoring. I don't really know if she's ignoring, but she is not answering my calls. So
did you ask her out or did you?
No. She's okay. So reverse psychology problem. She's got a psychology problem.
Okay. So what happened leading up to her ignoring you?
She just told me to give her till tonight. And then she went and got
for
she
what?
She went and got her mom's car. Like she got a new car. I'm supposed to be taking over the payments for the Fiat because I need a vehicle, really bad. So she went and handled all that shit. But like, she had gotten off of work and she went to go see Scott. And you know, I called.
Who's Scott?
Scott is the guy that she dated for 9 years that does horrible stuff to her every fucking time they hang out.
The guy that's like the guy that feeds her acid and
no,
like,
that's Barry.
Okay,
that guy is that guy's long gone. Okay. That guy is no longer a thing.
Well,
she got herself in a situation because she was fucked up, and exactly that. This dude's fucking will
seems like a.
A thing.
Seems like slightly a pattern.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
I don't know.
So since then, though, she hasn't really been getting fucked up and getting herself into situations. Like, she's been hanging out with me and Colin, like, at the bleachers. We hang out at night. We stay at my house. Back and forth kind of bullshit, you know. She's too nice. She's too nice to people. So
what does that mean? How is she too nice to
She gets herself into situations that she doesn't want to be in because she doesn't want to say no. Because that's the way shit has gone for her, you know.
I feel like we've all got a little bit of that.
No to anything, she got beat. Okay, now take it as me being like, you know, wanting to be able to help, you know, because I want to help.
Can I give you an analogy that I was given earlier?
Please, do okay. something.
So earlier I was given an analogy of a person, two people who love each other. One person is in a house that they cannot escape from. There's a lake that they can see from the house. A person that they love is in the lake, drowning, just dying. They're just drowning and they're dying. And the person in the house can't do anything about it, but they're like, I know you can swim. I know you can swim. I've seen you swim. I know you can swim. Why are you drowning? Why are you doing this?
That's really good.
Right.
That's really good.
Right.
She doesn't know how to swim.
Are you sure she doesn't know how to swim?
She's learning how to swim.
She's learned. Is she?
I believe so. I'm believing her. No, but her roommate Naomi is telling me that this has been an ongoing thing, but, you know, because I am myself and I'm in the position that I know that I'm in, I feel like she's trying, but she doesn't know. She keeps telling me she doesn't know, you know, she wants to be with me, but she doesn't want to be with me and then fuck it up. So her not hanging out with me tonight was her going over to see Scott.
Which is fucking up.
But she hangs out with you like every night.
Every night. Every day, every night.
So what's
I work
one night?
With her.
I mean, well,
what's one night? It's with her fucking ex-boyfriend that, you know, the last time that she hung out with him, she ended up coming back with like a G-string,
but
hickeys
you,
on her neck, and crying.
But did you make your... Oh god, that sucks. Did you make your feelings clear? One, and two...
Yes, no. She knows where I'm at. I know where she's at. but she's like...
But you realize that she's a broken...
She's really broken. And she needs somebody to stay there with her that's
Okay, so let me ask you a serious question. And before you answer, take like a good couple of seconds to think about it. Are you attracted to her because she's broken?
Maybe a little bit.
Take a couple of seconds.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that was the answer I was actually expecting.
Yeah, because, dude, I'm fucking broken, dude. I can't have a normal girlfriend. You know, I'm fucked up, man. Look at my shit.
So if
look, I don't care what you think, Jayosh.
He's just looking at him like Jayosh has. Jayosh, like for the listeners, Jayosh just has this look. Like when you get the look from Jayosh, you're just like, okay, I know exactly everything he has to say right now. So
I feel fucked up. I got my own personal issues. You know, shit's fucking whack, and she don't care. I feel like she likes me. She just doesn't know how to portray feelings because she had to kill them to deal with the shit that she was dealing with.
So, listen.
This guy would beat her into her finding other girls for her to for him to fuck. And she would do it for him.
Well, okay, so, Jayosh, you gave a look. What were you saying?
Why'd you look at me like that? Is it because you want me to be prideful? When I have nothing to be prideful about? Like, yeah, I'm not fucking doing drugs
today.
Well,
let me just ask, Jayosh, what was the thought behind your look?
Well, I mean, for one, he doesn't care what I think or say.
I do care. But
then
what
why'd you say that?
Because, man, you looked at
so
stop
because saying it's, things it's, that you don't mean.
Well, I mean what I say. I don't care because that's. I say that because it's serious to me. When you're just like, I'm like, bruh, fuck
that,
you.
That's
this
not,
is
that's
like,
not how I look, but
like this lady earlier. I was talking to Naomi, her roommate. And she was like, she's like, you need to take time to build yourself. I'm like, I've been building. She's like, no, you've been building buildings,
ladies
I'm
and gentlemen. Like, Jerry Springer.
That's right, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I was like, look, man, I've done a lot of fucking personal work, man. Fuck you. I left right.
You've
there.
You've done a lot of work.
Okay.
You've done a lot of work.
I've done as
all right, Shorty. I don't.
What more can I do,
Shorty? Shorty.
What more can I do,
Shorty? We've heard your story, but let's not make a Jerry Springer episode out of this.
All right, all right, all right.
So Jayosh, what's going on? What's
why'd you look at me, dog?
No, no, just what's going on? Regardless, don't listen to Shorty. What's
yeah,
going on?
Jayosh? What's going on? Tell us all about it.
Too short. I think that this thing with this girl that you're going through is about 50% you and 50% her fucking things up, as you call it. As evidenced by last night, where you wanted to come over and freak out about stuff, and I'm like, well, maybe you should just go do stuff about it instead of freaking out about it. And that's really the why
Look,
I'm looking at
man,
you like
stuff
that.
Happened. Stuff happened last night, and that's why I fucking didn't do shit.
Okay. What do you mean? So that's last night then that
okay,
she went off
so,
the dude?
Yeah, because you haven't let either of us in on what happened yesterday
okay.
after you came over.
So
what's good?
So she's friends with Colin.
And?
She was friends with Colin before she was friends with me.
And?
Who's Colin?
Colin.
For the listeners.
Okay.
James Gibson.
Don't fucking throw names out. Who is this guy?
He's our friend.
A very good friend.
He's a very good friend of mine. He's been my friend for a long ass time. Bros before hoes. Sorry. But I wasn't going to be like, I'm fucking mad at you, bro, but I'm not gonna like pulverize you to fucking death because like okay, if I was in I have been in that position, and I've fucked up too. So, you know, do your thing. What happened was, we had one blanket, and we stayed at my house because Colin's homeless.
Two guys, one girl, one blanket.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So she was, me and her were cuddling, right? But Colin started feeling all fucked up, right? So Colin started, like, trying to cuddle with her, and she was like, okay, but I was like, alright, so I can deal with this, you know, but then I turned out not really wanting to deal with this.
That's
so
why you get
like,
all up close to Colin, like, so we're cuddling now, put your arm around him and shit,
I did.
Spooning him.
I did.
Oh my god.
I did.
Now we know.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, well, he was like, just hold my hand. It's not gay. And I'm like, that's fucking gay.
Okay. All right. So,
but I was like, I was drunk, but I was just like, fine, Colin. This is what you want to do. We're going to do it. So I like held his hand like that.
How did she react to it?
She didn't do anything.
Okay.
She was like,
so you're in
she was all over here.
So Shorty,
you're
in a state right now of like, what the fuck?
I'm always in a state of what the fuck.
With this girl. You don't know. Right?
I think I do know. The problem is I feel like I shouldn't be. She has a pattern that I see. And okay. That I know. And
well, we can't see
know.
It. And we can't even begin to delve into that.
Okay.
So a door was open a minute ago about Jayosh, what's going on in his life, like the other night. Something was said. So
what's going on in my life?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Too Short stuff.
No.
I don't want to talk about Too Short stuff.
Oh, good. We need to talk about Too Short stuff.
No, we could talk about Too Short stuff. The thing about talking about Too Short stuff is like,
right.
there's backstory, and then with the backstory, there's more backstory to come, and you know, before we know it, we've hit like an hour and 30 minutes, and it's just it's hard to follow with the
guys
listeners.
You guys won't let me finish. You keep asking me questions.
Is there an end, Shorty?
Yeah, there is an end.
Okay, can you pull the mic up? Because if you're gonna at least talk into this,
there is an end, Dolan. Where right. I'm at right now is
wrap it up. Let's go. Let's hear it.
She's at Scott's house.
She's at Scott's house, but I think she's doing it to figure out. You know, something crazy is going to happen.
She's, like, comparing you to him?
I know something crazy is going to happen. She's putting herself through it because this is what she knows. I'm a different position that she is used to, and she knows it, and she wants it, but she can't because she's unstable about Scott, so she's putting herself in the position to get fucking hurt so she can come back to me. That way she can cry about it. And then I'm supposed to sit here and accept it because I'm working with her because she's fucked up. And I feel like I have to work with it because, like, I want to be there. But it's fucked up.
Aww.
It's fucked up, and I'm having to deal with shit, and I don't know how to deal with shit.
Aww.
I hate you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
So, you know, we've hit about, you know, three quarters of the way through this podcast, and it seems to be a steady pattern. Every time Jayosh is on, about three quarters of the way through the podcast, some type of update on his situation comes out. And, you know, normally it just comes out, but I'm actually...
Oh, you're going to go digging for stuff now, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm actually Dolan. Going to ask this time, because, hey, we got Kiki on too
Dolan,
now, so...
Please.
Let's hear what's been going on, because last time you were on the podcast, let's see what was happening.
I never knew what was going on last time in the podcast.
See,
last time on the podcast, we didn't actually touch on anything.
Oh, yeah.
I think the deepest time we got into stuff was you said there was going to be a drink called Broken Triforce.
Oh, and then, why?
Did I say that?
Yeah,
this?
You did, yes. And then we never really got into it with any specifics or anything like that.
The one before, there was a thing that happened.
Thank you.
So what's going on now? What's up?
It's not that there's anything going on.
Tell us all about it. How about
Kiki? What's going on, Kiki?
My head's fucked up. I don't know what to tell you. I just got a DUI the other day. I don't know what to
tell
you.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
Dude.
She got arrested.
Oh.
She was drunk driving.
I got my first DUI. At 23, at like 3 o'clock in the morning,
I'm
like 30 minutes away from my house because I've been drinking for the last fucking 7 months because I'm going through stuff.
I've been drinking.
What? Shit. Stuff sucks.
Yeah.
Stuff sucks. Fucking stuff and things.
Fuck
stuff and things. That's trouble.
What are you asking for, Dolan?
Yeah,
What are you trying to get?
Kick names and take ass.
Oh my god, you're loud as fuck.
You came really close to the mic.
We need everybody to start wearing fucking headphones while you're podcasting because you know the levels.
Yeah.
Like, you seriously, you're either too quiet or you're too loud, and I'm over here like adjusting shit trying to make it
right.
But like, just wear goddamn fucking headphones and like adjust
your mic and shit. but I apologize.
Jayosh is like, he, first of all, Jayosh has a quality mic over there. Yeah. I've got the.
Well, his works really well.
I'm on a quality mic. He's on a quality mic. We've both got pop filters on, so we're on like the two top of the line mics. So, like, no matter what level, like,
but I can hear myself. I know where I'm at.
But you guys definitely need to keep more track, because there's a certain angle that you have to talk into the microphones in order to. Oh my god, don't rub it like that. God, that's so weird and stuff.
I am sorry.
I love you.
That's where you need to be. That angle.
This is perfect.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
That's it. Yep. That's it.
You have to talk into it like you're sucking a dick.
That's what I said. Oh, robot. Well. You said robot dick.
You would know about that too, wouldn't you?
I would.
Burn. He's getting drunk. That's what's going on here.
Me?
Yeah, that's what's going on. You're getting drunk, tell. You little shit.
I've only had like
eight glasses of wine.
My life is no secret. I can't hold on to nothing because it kills me daily.
I'm pretty sure there's a YouTube video out there somewhere of you being like, so what? I sucked a dick once.
Yeah.
I swear I've seen that like a handful. I think it was like Patrick.
It was Patrick.
Posted it. Yeah.
I was there for that.
Well, because you said it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Side note.
News in my life. I have a podcast, and I run errands continuously. My life is really fucking boring.
No. It's super simple. Please keep it simple.
I wish I had interesting shit to talk about. Please keep it simple. Like what you guys got, but no, you know, I just
at least you're not depressed about it.
My forte is getting other people to talk about their shit. You know, getting them on, like, you know, talking about stuff. So.
So how far did you guys get into this fucking Triforce stuff?
Not far at all, actually.
Okay, good.
We barely brushed the surface. Listeners don't know anything, but now that you've sparked their interest.
Whatever do you speak of?
No, I was just curious. I was just curious how far it went and like what people know. Like,
it was pretty much a series of Jayosh saying like, yeah, it's... Ah, oh, fuck.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Oh, fuck.
That's how I feel.
Well, now the listeners know.
I feel like, oh, fuck.
Get up on that. Get up on the mic.
I wish I didn't get involved, but I'm kind of glad I did, because it's gotten me through the last 3 weeks of my life.
But your stuff is different.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Dude, look, okay. I have 2 weeks off from school, and I don't have a typical job. I literally have 2 weeks of nothing coming up. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with myself. I'm going to go fucking crazy. I'm going to go insane. I don't know what the fuck.
Now what I figured is, would I rather be depressed or stressed?
No, why don't you just be happy?
Because that seems to be impossible. I find moments where I'm not hating shit. You know, when I'm, like, distracted, but I can't be distracted forever. And that's what's happening. I'm losing my distraction, and it's becoming real, and I don't fucking know what to do.
Tell me all about it, Too Short, with my DUI.
I had the
Tell me all about it.
Okay, hold up.
I will. I did tell you about it.
Listen up. Listen up, kids. Listen up. I had the blues because I had no shoes. Until upon the street, I met a man that had no feet. So shut the fuck up. You guys got it good. Are you breathing?
Though.
Come on.
Just because you're breathing doesn't mean you're alive.
Also true. Both valid points.
I'm just...
So what kind of soap do you guys use?
I don't use soap. Go all natural.
I just read what it says on the bottle.
I go all natural too, and I use soap, and I make my own all natural. Yo. GoodCleanGoods.com.
What? Made with hands.
There are no hands in your soap.
Is your soap moisturizing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. On that note,
there's some moisture for you.
Thanks, Florida.
Florida swamps. Thank you for listening to the Shitstorm of Chaos. I love you all. We all love you all. Thank you for listening. Good Clean Talks. Namaste, namaste.
I'm telling you, Keek, it's a thing, and it's like...
Namaste, namago.